This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Wait a minute. Why are we playing that jingle instead of the other? This is the Talk Radio Review. Countdown is in another hour. All right, well, we'll get it sorted out. I'm here to be the referee. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review with the expertise of well-known talk personalities. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's also in the control room studio
that
in
guy.
Washington.
Oh.
That guy. Him. Oh. Right. Him.
Stand him.
The laugh comes from Rick. I can stand him. He's a great guy. Rick Jensen, another great guy.
Thank you.
He serves as a host at WDEL in Wilmington on the other station at the same time Limbaugh's on, and he beats him in the ratings. Ha, ha.
Well, thank you very much. The reason I was laughing is because you did not mean to do this probably. You said, oh, we have some great talk show hosts. They're wonderful. And then there's Rich.
Oh, no. I did mean to do that. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Brilliant. Well done.
And you'll get that treatment someday. You've been around as long as McFadden and I have been in the same circle. Victoria Jones, speaking of somebody who's been in the same circle for a long time, she and I go back as a seasoned talk radio personality. You never talk about women and their age because it's not fair, it's not nice.
No, it's not.
But you can say
you can pack that right up
And experience. You're an experienced professional talk radio person.
That's correct.
Right?
That's as far, and then you go period, new paragraph, new topic.
Yes. Right, okay. So Victoria is here, Rich is here, Rick is here, and Doug is here to go through the stories of the people. Although, when it gets right down to the oxygen in the room, excuse me, I'll go through the 10 quickly. And then I want to sort of lead you, if I may. It's like herding cats here with these bunch. But number 10 on the story list, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine this week, week of August 5th to the 9th of August, video game entertainment, violence. I think that's closer and tied into the top three, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Puerto Rico and what's going on there, who cares? That's number 9. Number 8, Iran, who cares? Number 7, this is tied into... in the light of what else is going on. And how is it different, Victoria, this week? I think that's the question. Is it, you know, it's like Russia. What's different about Russia and America this week, other than Putin seems to be losing his grip on power in some circles, it would seem. We can go back to it if you want to. USA Today's offices were evacuated Times Square after somebody drove through Times Square and his motorcycle backfired. Everybody went bananas. That's tied to the top couple of stories. Immigration reform, number 6. The presidential race, number 5. The trade war and the stock market, number 4. Number 3, the Trump visit to Dayton and El Paso. Number 2, gun control legislation. Number 1, the shootings themselves. The people list has a long list. I'm not even going to go through it. It's mostly politicians and a few of the wannabes, other than Toni Morrison, who passed away this week, who's on that list. The same bunch of characters is on it as, other than identifying the two shooters, and I don't want to even use their names. So I'm not going to give you those. You want to look at the list and see what I'm not going to give you. You can go to talkers.com and look at the list there. All right, so, Victoria, you wanted to talk about number 8, the situation in Iran. So let's address what your concerns are, if you would, please.
Yes, and, there's a couple of overseas stories. Well, this is an escalating game of chicken, and it's to some extent it's an unnecessary game of chicken, because if you want to deal with Iran, you really, you know, we've said this is what we want from Iran. We want you to stop doing this. We want you to stop doing that. You've got to stop doing that. And then President Trump will have these unconditional talks, which are, you know, not really unconditional. So, but we've not really in any of this said, so what do you want? And if you're going to negotiate with anybody, friend or foe, you really have to say, well, what do you want? I mean, Nixon did that. When Nixon went to China, he had a yellow pad, which he put a line straight down the middle, and with what we want, what they want. And that's what you do. And we haven't done that. And if we did that, we might move forward.
Why are we always the bad guys in this stuff?
Not saying it's good, or I'm not saying we're the bad guys. I'm just saying this is what you do if you're going to negotiate with enemies. Hmm. What do they
want? Why are they our enemy?
I'm not saying you give it to them.
Why are they our enemy?
Or foes. If foes, enemies, adversaries.
Why do we have foes?
People who are not allies. Well, that's a philosophical argument.
But there's a certain amount of creative tension in here that is, it's part of how we live. Unfortunately, part of the human condition. And McFadden is a great example of that. When he was on the air with me every day, he was always kind of at me. He would push me to go another step because he thought I needed to go another step. And that created tension, which people like to listen to. Oh, that's good radio. How many times have you heard that from any of your bosses? Rick, it's good having that little conflict in there. That's good. It's interesting radio. Let's get them to be at each other. How many times do we have fights on the air, Richie, and people say, wow, that's great radio?
You mean the real fights or just the fun, silly fights?
No. The fun stuff bled over into real stuff.
Well, isn't that what we do? We look for where's the fight, where's the argument, where's the disagreement?
Yeah, well, why?
Think about it this way. Do we argue to win or do we argue to understand? Me, I actually come to the radio station and thinking about, wow, here's what's going on. Here's where the conflict is in our world and our lives, whether it's traffic or whether it's Iran, and where is the disagreement? So within that, do we argue to understand? And to Victoria's point about Iran, I got to ask you guys, I want to take it right back to Iran because I want to ask this question. Is Iran trying to start a war? I mean, you have Iranian troops who are rappelling onto a seized British flagged oil tanker. They're capturing British flagged. Are they actually jockeying for war? Do you think?
I think Rick's onto something. Victoria, I don't think it's as easy as Iran says. Well, you know, we want to lift all of the things that are on us to keep us from being able to make our money. We want to do. I think that they want a change that we cannot give them. I think they want to see their way of life spread around the world. And a lot of people would say the United States wants the same thing. But I think that they want to kind of spread their way in through the Middle East. I don't think it's as easy as they want sanctions lifted, or they want tariffs lifted, or they want this lifted. I think they want their way of life spread, and I don't think that's something you can negotiate.
I don't think this is easy. I don't think negotiation is easy, and I'm not sure it's necessarily going to be successful. Their economy is weak, and I don't think they're interested in spreading whatever their way of life is. They have the Islamic Republic, they're Shia Muslims, most Muslims are Sunni Muslims, and they've shown no signs of Shia Islam around the world. So I think that's inaccurate, but they are playing a kind of one-upmanship, and I do think that since we withdrew from the internationally negotiated nuclear agreement, they felt, well, now we can start doing stuff, and so they're doing stuff, and that's unfortunate that they're doing stuff now. And you've got more than one faction within the Iranian government doing stuff, and I'm not saying this is easy. I didn't say it was easy. You're dealing with an extremely complicated, subtle, ancient civilization who are extremely competent bargainers, extremely competent bargainers, and very sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that they'd like to see Israel just basically wiped off the map. We know that
for no good reason.
They are in Syria. We know that they are in Iraq trying to create an unsettled government there. So we do know that they are out there trying to unsettle the region.
I guess,
to start with, and then I guess we could argue about, really what their ultimate purpose is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've had.
When I say, what do you want? That's a hard question.
Yeah. All right, so good. You did a nice job with that, Victoria. Thank you. Now we'll blend number 10, number 7, number 3, 2, and 1 probably all together in a discussion that will take us a good deal of time as we continue reviewing the hot hits in talk radio with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, who's the Ops Director at Radio America, our originating network in Washington, Rick Jensen, a midday performer at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen with a call to calm down. Those people who get all worked up about how they look and what can they do to fix how they look, well, consider this. You are, for the most part, the reason that you look the way you look. Your consciousness, lack thereof. If you've been smoking and drinking and doing things that are not good for you, it starts, you can tell, first of all, by looking at somebody's teeth, what they do, how they eat, how they live. So if your teeth are yellow and yucky looking, perhaps you'd like to start by freshening things up a bit using power swabs. Power swabs works in 5 minutes to lift the stains off of your enamel, not eat into the enamel, and thus ruin your teeth, because when you take the enamel off, no protection, you get tooth decay. That's a bad deal. The stains are not covered up. They are removed by a natural combination created by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. So you can go to the dentist if you want. He'll use the same stuff. He buys it from Ginniger, and he's going to charge you, or she's going to charge you up to $1,000 for getting your teeth white. Kind of silly. When you call 800-208-1797, you'll finally be able to buy power swabs using the DJV code at half the retail price. Apply it every 5, 6, 7 days. Your teeth will be whitened by an average of 2 shades every time you use it. A couple of months, wow, what a difference. A great white smile will reemerge, and it'll help your love life, your business life, just help you feel good about yourself. Available directly to the consumer at 800-208-1797. Get on board right now. Use the DJV code. Save 50% off the retail price. Better yet, get a great white smile using power swabs. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 6-2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Relax, counting folks. Down what America's talking about. Yes. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Great viewing, yes, that's Ben, the big voiced announcer. All right, let's get back to our overview of the stories and the people. I don't really think we need to spend much time on the people list. With us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm being a gentleman, ladies first. So Victoria is on the dais with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Rich McFadden in our control room in Washington at Radio America. We're going through that list that you can find every week in Talkers Magazine. This is the chart for the week of August 5th to the 9th. The shoot-em-ups last weekend, nobody is taking into account, or not many people in the talk tree, have equated what went on in El Paso and Dayton. The tour goes on every weekend in Chicago, and to a lesser extent some of our other bigger cities, but Chicago especially. Chicago is deplorable. It's a disgrace. And so when you look at these things, El Paso, there's an interesting sort of stimulation there because El Paso and Juarez are the same city. It just happens that the Rio Grande River runs between the two locations, but El Paso is exactly the same as Juarez in terms of population. I have been on a radio station there, KTSM, for a long time, and about to be on a new station that actually is licensed, I think, to the other side of the border, isn't it, Richie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. So when you get right down to it, El Paso is the home of Fort Bliss. It's a very compact city. If you've ever been there, I've been there half a dozen times. You drive on the 10, and you're on one side of the river, and then you look on, if you ever drive in at night, for example, you can see the lights of El Paso, but the lights of Juarez are brighter on the other side of the river. It's a fascinating reality, actually. And every almost anthill that you see, mornings in El Paso feature thousands and thousands of people crossing from Juarez into El Paso to work. And the same thing repeats itself at night. Thousands and thousands of people who live in Juarez or south of there cross, they walk across the border and go back to Mexico. And this is probably, of all of the cities in the country that have immigration problems, this is probably the most defining location because of its proximity. The two cities are one, really. They really are. And the population is very similar in both of them, very, very Hispanic. And it's other than the the guys and women who were in the fort, you don't see a lot of white people, frankly, walking around in El Paso. You just don't. And so it's very interesting that the circumstances existed for this to take place. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing about the Dayton guy liked Elizabeth Warren. So there's no, you know, I mean, the people who want to blame Trump for everything, I think you have a hard time doing that. I mean, I think the rhetoric, generally speaking, and some of our brethren, Rick and Victoria, have, I think, some answering to do. I think that part of the problem in our country is rhetoric. It is the use of social media. It is being so connected to these devices. And I think that, you know, the before and the after, the whole reason for being, and I'm doing a monologue here, but it really seems to me that there is, we keep talking about this stuff, and, you know, the Republicans draw a line in the sand and they look stupid, and the Democrats on the other side want to eliminate everything and that's stupid. So we, once again, it becomes all about politics, not about killing, not about shooting, but all about politics. And it sickens me. It sickens me to see this country, which I love, go in the direction that it's going. It almost brings me to tears. You can hear it in my voice. It's damnable. Yeah. It really is. The words almost don't exist that we can use on the radio, but damnable is one of them. So let me get Victoria and Richie and Rick's play on that in a few moments as we continue on this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Roundup.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Confronted about allegations that he orchestrated a sex trafficking ring that delivered girls to him and his high-profile acquaintances, financier Jeffrey Epstein repeatedly refused to answer questions to avoid incriminating himself, according to court records released today. A partial transcript of the September 2016 depositions was included in hundreds of pages of documents placed in a public file by a federal appeals court in New York. The deposition happened almost 3 years before Epstein's July 6th arrest on sex trafficking charges in a case that brought down a cabinet secretary and launched fresh investigations into how authorities deal with Epstein through the years. The 66-year-old has continued to plead not guilty. At the time of Epstein's arrest, prosecutors said they found a trove of pictures of nude and semi-nude young women at his $77 million Manhattan mansion. Epstein's lawyers did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back again into our mode of discussion. The big stories of the week are up for review by eminent historians of the vocal type. I like that. Historians of the vocal type. I kind of like that. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Where'd you work before you were there? I'm trying to remember what
oh
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Just like time, everybody right? else does.
Where did
you know,
he work before
down
he was there?
Oh, yeah. True, yeah. Yeah, every state.
The old almost. U-Haul behind the car routine, yes.
Had a microphone, yes, sir.
Yep. I think over the years, maybe because I'm in a unique position, I've been on, I think we counted them once. Richie, I don't think you and I did. Bob's my general manager. 1,438 stations I've been on in one way or another. In my career. It's really... But I didn't travel to all of them. I visited a lot of affiliates over the years when that seemed to be a practical thing to do, not so much practical anymore, although I have the itch to do it this year. I'm not sure I'm going to do it, but I think I'd like to go visit some stations as I travel across the country at various times. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, traveling across the country in terms of what people are talking about. This is a collective overview from Talkers Magazine, obviously the shootings. So I went off on a little bit of a monologue. I wonder whether the Republicans will take a new stance on guns. I wonder about the cracks that are beginning to show here and there, the lack of the people in the NRA are beginning to get sick. And you could see it when I didn't. Richie, you and I haven't talked about this. Ollie left. We talked about Ollie lovingly, Oliver North, who used to be here with us, along with some other notables like G. Gordon Liddy, all part of the same team. And North went on to be pretty much the major domo, other than Wayne LaPierre, the visible side of what went on at the NRA. And I think now, I don't know, is What's-Her-Face still doing that, or did she get
Dana
out of there?
NRA kind of broke apart a few months ago.
Well, they break apart because of the... Wayne LaPierre is... how do I say this? I can't even say it in a nice way. The guy's a bad guy, and he's created a monster, and he uses his muscle.
There's legislative side, and then the membership side, and
right.
They had a falling out.
Right. So, at any rate, that's nice. That's putting it nicely. LaPierre, though, is losing his luster. People are getting tired of him and his nonsense. And I'm talking about the politicians who have been listening to him crack them into position. It's over for them in the legislative side, I think. And you see that. So, what happens now? Do we actually... And does legislation fix it, Victoria? Does legislation fix the problem?
No, it doesn't. Because when you've got mostly young men who can be basically radicalized over the internet, sort of in the same way that ISIS can be radicalized over the internet, whichever direction they're being radicalized in, you can't fix that, I don't think. And, you know, whether...
Especially with gun legislation.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can't fix it with legislation. Whether hate and rage and mental illnesses are is questionable. Hogan Gidley, one of the president's assistant press secretaries, said this weekend when he was being interviewed that talking about he was being pressed on what legislation the president would support. He would. Really wouldn't mention much, but he, when pressed, did mention changing the HIPAA laws about releasing, you know, mental health information. That would be very difficult to get through Congress, and I think there'd be a, an uproar from the medical profession. It's going to be very difficult to get anything through, and one of the reasons, of course, legislation, whether it affects it or not, is that it's an election year coming back from recess.
We always have election years. Good God. That goes on.
Yeah, I know, but that's what's happening with all the yelling and screaming about the guns and such. Preemptive intervention. When the FBI infiltrates a white supremacist group or a radical Islamist sect, online or in person, lives are saved. And you've heard me mention this before. I am, I guess, a proponent of the concept of mental health warrants. And I think they're a lot better than the red flag laws. Red flag laws, yeah. Your constitutional rights can certainly just be crushed. But with a mental health warrant, what happens is someone actually makes a threat. There has to be an actual threat, not just, oh, I don't like Doug. He said something mean, and he has had a gun. Go take his gun away, and now he has to prove himself innocent while he's presumed to be guilty. Mental health warrant is this. Somebody makes a real threat, and they report it to the police. The police go to a judge, and the judge says, you know what? That does look like a real threat. And what they say is then they're going to order that individual, could be a kid 15, could be an adult 45, to actually go and see a forensic psychologist, and that forensic psychologist determines whether or not the person's a threat, and if they are, then it's adjudicated. They are always innocent before being proven guilty.
Here's the dilemma,
they have to go into... Pardon me?
Here's the dilemma. It seems like we hear on most of these shooters that they have been showing signs for years, and either law enforcement didn't pay attention to them, or we never thought they'd actually go through with it, but they exhibit signs for years. And I think one of the things is you know, this is going to be an unpopular statement, but my kids, I want them to be bullied at some point in their childhood, because I want them to learn how to stand up to a bully and how to deal with the hard things that life will give you sometimes. And that's part of the problem here, is that people can't deal with life because they're bubble wrapped and they're protected and they're helicopter parents. And then all of a sudden, when social media and the world around them is too much for them to handle, they explode like this. And we've got to stop raising kids so that they are so protected that they don't know how to deal with the world, because I got news for you, it's not a nice place sometimes, and you have to learn how to deal with it. And you can't do that by drugging them and just giving them all these ADHD drugs and drugs to kind of bring them down, and then when they get off of their meds, it's just it's where we're at.
Something to where it is.
In addition to that, the concept is, though, is that bully an actual real threat to someone's life? And that's how you find out. You don't find out by saying, oh, well, there wasn't enough evidence to really do anything. This actually gives us the opportunity to see if there's evidence, and then not to convict or punish, but then to actually work with that individual, because Dr. John Huber's the guy I've been talking to about this. He's in Texas, and he's been very successful in working with even people who are sociopaths and getting them back into society. And none of them have become recidivists.
We don't appear to have had much information about the El Paso shooter, and he didn't put out this incredibly racist screed on 8chan until an hour ahead of the shooting, even though his mother apparently phoned authorities she didn't leave her name. So in a situation like that, it's much more challenging.
Cowardly.
True. Yeah.
These people are all cowards. The people doing this stuff, they're cowards. Easy to say that, but what
they're
are you
not
doing
cowards. They aren't. It's back to this. They aren't raised to handle the stresses of life, and they just.
Then that means their parents don't know how to do that. What happened? I mean, how far back do you go and look at the?
I think it's obvious how far back we go. One generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, World War II. The people that came out of World War II saw so much violence. The people who survived it, I think that there is... In the 1950s, when I was a kid, life changed dramatically in America. 1930s, it was tough to be in America. It's tough to be anywhere because of the Dust Bowl and because of the... from 29 on to 34, when Roosevelt became president and the New Deal or whatever the deal was that brought the government into so much of our lives. But during the Depression, this was a horrible place to be. It was just horrible.
Compared to what?
People that lived through it. Before World War I, living in America in the 1880s, 1890s, 1900s, pretty elegant and pretty interesting place to live for a lot of people. There are a lot of people that were...
I mean, if you look at the history of America over the course of the history of the world, it's been a pretty cushy place to live. And there are some exceptions. But in the main, it's been a pretty cushy place to live if you look at all of history.
Yeah. Not if you're black.
Well, it's some blacks. No, not all blacks. Some blacks, you're right. I think there's a business of...
But now?
The white and black thing...
The white guilt thing.
I found that. I don't know what.
She's ashamed to be white.
Yeah.
No, we were talking about prior to the 1930s. I'm saying not if you were black.
No. If you were black, you had a tough time. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to be black in this country. No. I'm with you on that one, Victoria. Absolutely. It's 44 after the hour. Let me help you feel better fast. That's what a lot of. You can hear that. That's one of the greatest come-ons in advertising. Feel better fast. Really? How do you do that? Well, you do this, you do that, you do something else. I've been doing advertising. Jensen likes to tease me about my commercials, but you know, this is the way that I have been able to keep all these programs going.
Oh, Rick, you missed some of the real good ones.
Well, the way you do it, Doug, is you're so conversational and you believe in everything that you endorse, important.
Yeah. Well, Richie's talking about the rectal jet and the dental jet. He loves to go back to that. There was a product that I used to advertise that had two ends on it. One you could use as a rectal jet.
It was a pressure washer.
So
the whole enema thing.
The forerunner.
Order yet, because if you call right now, we'll give you the other attachment to make it the dental jet.
What if you get these jets mixed up?
And I'm not kidding. This is a for real thing. And it's so real. This advertiser, and I always tease his son about this, paid for his son's college education.
Yeah.
And
oh, my gosh. The dental jet and the rectal jet. But that's not what we're doing here, Richie.
No, we're not.
We're selling
power swabs to clean your teeth now.
Power swabs, we did that already. Time for us to get your aches and pains be gone. Aches and pains be gone. And that's what I say. A lot of people say, you want to feel better fast? Yeah, whatever. Joint Formula 14. I know this works because I got lots of aches and pains working on my farm. But better yet, I've given it you've heard me, some of you, I hope most of you hear me talking about things in my life, like my dog Daisy May that I rescued from a puppy mill last year. She couldn't walk. She could not walk when I got her. And I trained her, worked her through lots of different enterprises to get to be able to walk. And now she runs just like my old dog Charlotte used to, tears around the farm. And I give her what is the equivalent of Joint Formula 14, which is specifically for dogs, called Leaps and Bounds. It's basically the same formula. And so you see how it works. If you don't want to try it on yourself first, try it on your dog. It really is a fabulous product. And if it doesn't work in 14 days, you get your money back. Joint Formula 14 is produced by a company called Sierrasil, along with Leaps and Bounds. You can get them both at a special half-price offer. Go to Sierrasil's website, which is achefree.live, achefree.live. Get special 50% off deal, or you can call them if you want during business hours, 877-743-7720, if you'd rather talk to a human being. Better to use it and find out how it really works, because if it doesn't work, you get your money back. That's at achefree.live, achefree.live for Joint Formula 14. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of August 5th through the 9th. An official list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 items. No real surprises here. At number 10, violence in video games. Maybe that should be closer to the top of the list from my perspective anyway. The situation in Puerto Rico with the governor, number 9. Iran and the tension with the various sects, the Muslim sects there and with our country and the rest of the world, number 8. Number 7, the panic that has come as a result of what happened in El Paso and Dayton. Immigration reform in that situation, number 6. Presidential race, number 5. Trade war and stock market situation, number 4. Number 3, Trump and his visits to Dayton and El Paso. Number 2, gun control legislation. What do we do about that? And number 1, the shootings themselves. That's it. The list of the top 10 stories from Talkers this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Whether you're 13 or 30, anyone can be affected by depression.
It's a very real diagnosis, and it's different in adults and kids.
A typical adult symptom may include the classic depressed mood, says Dr. Marcy Billings.
In a child or adolescent, you might see more irritability, cranky behavior, isolative behavior.
The challenge is that it also can be typical teen behavior. Dr. Billings says it's the change in their normal behavior that can be concerning.
They used to want to hang out with friends. Now they're not. Grades are suffering. They're struggling to get done what they normally do every day. They're tired all the time. They can have sleep problems. They can have eating problems.
Weight loss in adults is a common sign of depression, but can be different in kids.
You might see that they're not gaining weight appropriately.
The good news is that there are treatment options. A good place to start is talking with your primary care provider. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Kellitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Kellitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Kellitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com. Now, one of the things about doing this, we have reactions from people sort of as we do it. I got an email from a guy who says, I don't participate in social media of any kind. It brings out more bad than good. And it's a time suck.
Indeed.
True that.
And, you know, I mean, how does that kind of put a cap on all of this stuff? Because really, what we're talking about is violence perpetrated by the communication that otherwise, I mean, we're not saying there wasn't violence before there was this kind of communication, because there certainly was, but it's so underscored, it's so poignant, and the entertainment, the video game stuff, man, that's got to go. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but in my mind, that's one of the real serious problems.
I'll let you debate my 15-year-old son on that one.
I'm sure, Richie, yes. All right, Victoria, thank you. Rick,
Thanks to you. Thanks to Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Time for us to take a look at the, listen, this is not television, so the listening, the point, the sharp point of your ears needs to be up in gear as we go through the top five items from the world of technology that we've covered this past week. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors, starting at number five. And the bike path.
Equinox. Yeah, Equinox is in the news a lot this week. On the political side of it, the guy who is, I guess, one of the major investors, or I don't know what his exact connection to Equinox and SoulCycle is, but he came under fire because he's hosting a huge rally for Trump. And so the people started canceling, in New York City, people started canceling their Equinox and SoulCycle memberships. But Equinox is also in the news this week for tech reasons. And the reason for that is they are launching their own Peloton-like bike, and this is going to be a direct competition for Peloton, and we see Peloton ads everywhere, all over TV and social media. That is essentially, if you don't know what that is, it's a cycle, like a regular bike that you have at home, and it's connected on a screen, so you're joining a virtual spin class. And so Equinox and SoulCycle, SoulCycle being the biggest probably spinning brand in America, they're going to have their own bikes. Now, they have not announced prices yet, but they will begin selling them in the winter, so this is probably going to be a very big Christmas item for a lot of at-home spinning fans. So it's be interesting to see how much they cost compared to the Peloton, because it's not cheap.
Number four this week, on our way to number one, is a pledge from Google.
Google has pledged to include recycled materials in all of its Made by Google products by the year 2022. Now, this will include Pixel phones, Pixel books, Google Home speakers, Nest cameras, and accessories like cases and charging stands. And they're already using some recycled plastic, but they're going to really up their game. Now, this follows Apple has a green initiative that they've been doing. Samsung has announced a similar pledge. And so Google said that it is going to make all of its shipments carbon neutral by 2020. That's a very ambitious endeavor, and that's they want to promote sustainability in their hardware division. And so they currently have a recycling partnership program. If you have any Google products that you no longer want, they will send a shipping label to you, and you don't have to, it won't cost you anything, and you can send all your Google devices back in, and then they will use the parts and recycle them.
All right, there you go. Number three, a Disney announcement that got some attention this week, dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Disney really kind of came in hot for Netflix and for Amazon Prime Video. Their new bundle package of three streaming services will be Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and it will only be $12.99 a month starting November 12th. Now, this bundle is cheaper than the competitive streaming services, and it's also significantly cheaper than HBO's new Max, which is going to probably be around $16 to $17 a month. Hulu's currently $5.99 a month with ads, and ESPN Plus is $4.99, so to get all of that bundled in, which means you get hundreds of MLB, NHL, and MLS games, you get tennis and college sports, PGA golf, and so it's going to be a whole lot of stuff. So this was the announcement that a lot of Disney Plus fans were waiting for, and it didn't disappoint.
All right. Number two, those son of a you-know-whats from Equifax have managed to screw you one more time.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a big disappointment. People who were originally told that if they were affected by the massive breach of security information from Equifax, which affected 147 million people who had their identity theft, credit card theft, all kinds of things happened to them, they were told that they would get a settlement check of $125 each. So then the Federal Trade Commission stepped in and said, you know, there's probably not going to be enough money for everyone to do this and to get a check, so maybe just choose the free credit monitoring option. Turns out that might be your only option, because even if you do get a check, it now calculates that you will only get $4.74. That's if you get a check at all. But if you choose the payout option, you won't get the free credit monitoring. The free credit monitoring is definitely the way to go.
Congress is in the action as far as all of the shootings are concerned, and it takes a tech turn here at number one.
Yeah, so congressional leaders they want to talk to Jim Watkins. He is the owner of 8chan. That is the message board that a lot of these attacks have been, there was activity from the shooters on 8chan before these acts. And so two of the three attacks that were detailed on 8chan took place in the U.S., one in El Paso and one in California. And so Congress wants to know what this guy is actually going to do about it. And I think we all want to know that.
Yep. Lots of questions and maybe a few answers. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.